Local live theater is one of the many benefits of living in Washtenaw County. This is Lisa Berry, and right now we're talking about an upcoming Ann Arbor Civic Theater production of The Philadelphia Story, which you can see at the University of Michigan Arthur Miller Theater. We're joined in the 89.1 WEMU studio by one of the actors, Nick Boyer, who plays Mike Connor. Welcome, Nick.
Hi, Lisa.
And the play's director, Wendy Wright. Welcome, Wendy.
Hey, Lisa. How are you?
Good. Tell us first about The Philadelphia Story for people who may not be familiar with it.
Well, you may be more familiar with the movie that stars Katharine Hepburn and Cary Grant and Jimmy Stewart, but basically the story is of Tracy Lord, who is a socialite, and she's about to get married for the second time, and it's her wedding weekend, and into the fray come these two reporters, as well as her ex-husband, and insanity ensues. It's a screwball comedy, basically.
Oh, fun. So there's lots of laughter.
Well, we think it's funny, don't we, Nick?
I thought from day one it's been funny.
Okay, Nick, you play Mike Connor. Tell us a little bit about your character and your role.
Well, Mike is a reporter. He's come into the Lord family, although the mission is not quite clear from the get-go what exactly the family knows versus what he's there intended to be, but he's not there under his own power, we can tell you that. However, the dichotomy between his character, or Mike, and the main character, Tracy, is what really, I think, draws the both of them together into this scenario that plays out. And I think that from an audience perspective, watching the character interact with high society is what makes it entertaining from that perspective.
Sounds like you've gone deep into your character research, and your excellent directing by Wendy Wright has got you in the right place.
If without Wendy, I would not be here today.
And speaking of high society, there was a musical of that name that was also based on this story. That you may be familiar
with.
So
you guys did a lot of research on this.
She did. I just read the book.
Think that there's a play, and you get some characters, and you get some actors, and let's do a show in my garage. But
was last weekend. Yeah. Now we're going to put it on a real show. Now
a lot of work goes into this, and I know it's not a musical, right, Randy?
No, it is not a musical. However, music usually plays a great deal of importance in whenever I direct a production, including this one. We've got a lot of Duke Ellington. In fact, Nick gets to dance to Duke Ellington.
Oh yeah.
Well, not in the musical theater sense of the word, but in the social sense of the dancing.
Yeah, it's not choreographed.
It
looks great.
Of course it does. And so it's not a musical, but there's music featured in the play. And I know, Wendy, you did a lot of research. And you were telling me before we started this interview about one song in particular.
Well, one of the biggest hits of 1939 happened to be, of course, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, because The Wizard of Oz was a huge movie that year. And the thing that I found sort of interesting was that the Judy Garland version of the song only hit like 59 on the charts, whereas the Glenn Miller version of the song hit number 3 that year.
If only we could hear that right now.
Gee, what is that, Lisa? What is that?
Is that Glenn Miller, Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
I think it might be.
Well, cool. So that is just some of the music you'll be seeing infused in the play, because as we said, it's not a musical, right? It's a comedy.
It is definitely a comedy.
And Nick, do you get laughs when you're on stage?
We have yet to see that, but that is the idea. I've gotten a lot of laughs inside the rehearsal space.
Right.
So mostly from Wendy, who's just laughing. She's our best director, but she's also our greatest, audience member, because she gives us all those laughs that we're going to expect to see, hopefully, come Thursday night.
All right, Ann Arbor Civic Theater production of The Philadelphia Story is our website. How can we find out more information, Wendy?
It's wa2ct.org. It's May 7th through the 10th at the Arthur Miller Theater. We've got tickets on Mother's Day special. You can get your mom in for half price.
All right, great. We're looking forward to it. Thank you, Nick Boyer and Wendy Wright, for joining us. Oh,